Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And again, welcome to the Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek with us, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you hosted your invite this weekend. Good performance for some of your wrestlers. You did get four on the medal stand and a championship yet again for Brogan Monty at 106, as he's now 22-0, going 3-0 this weekend in a very tough tournament. And then also a third place finish there at 113, or fifth place actually, for Coe Nielsen at 115, fourth for Wes Adolph at 215, and then sixth place finish at 157 for Xander Elam. Just kind of taking me through the weekend and how everything went. Obviously, getting those guys on the medal stand is big, but how do you feel the whole team did as well?
Yeah, you're right. Getting those four kids medal was big. You know, we came off of a Marysville tournament the week before, and we didn't wrestle well, and we only medaled two kids out at Marysville, and I was anxious to see how our kids were going to respond to an even tougher tournament, and I mean the lineup, but weight by weight was very tough, and I'm really proud of our kids, the way they stepped up. And as you said, we medaled four kids. Brogan Monty beat a good Colby kid in the finals, pinned him in the finals, and is just wrestling tough as ever. As you said, he's number one ranked kid in at his weight class, 106 pounds in 3-2-1A. But Wes Adolph put together a great tournament and ended up fourth. As you said, Coe Nielsen was fifth, and Xander Elam was sixth. We also had three guys that came up one match short from medaling, and that was Raiden Gilley and Caden Anderson and Brody Boudreaux. So overall, I just felt our kids wrestled. They battled against good competition, and we came up just a little short in some matches, but I was proud the way our kids responded to a good, tough competition.
Hoxie won this thing by like almost 130 points. When you see a team like that at a tournament like this, can you use that team to kind of show some pointers to your team when you've got a program that is that good, and then adding to the level of competition just across the board as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, as coaches, we sit and study. You watch Hoxie and some of these other great kids and great teams wrestle, and you bring that back to the practice room and say, you know, notice how they do this and do that, mm-hmm. and so on, and I think the kids take notice of that, but Hoxie was total domination. You know, I mean, like you said, they were 130 points above second place Concordia, and just a great program, and you know, that coach there, Mike Porsche, has brought that program to a new level, and it's awesome to see that. But we certainly use that, and we wrestled a few Hoxie kids, and I think we maybe beat one or two, but we got beat by a few of them, and we certainly take that back to the practice room and analyze it.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Take a time out. We'll talk about what's coming up this week after the break on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek with us, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you do have a couple events this week. Some duels, a double duel coming up on Thursday with Riley County and Ellsworth, and then you go to the Hoisington Tournament on Friday. And you'll have actually a Saturday off, it looks like, for you this week. So just kind of go through first this double duel. What do you see from Ellsworth and Riley County come up on Thursday?
Well, as always, in dual meet competition, we struggle to match kids up, you know. And if I believe Riley was at our tournament, and they had 7-8 kids, and I believe Ellsworth probably has seven, eight, nine kids, and you know, we're open at a few weights, so it's always a matchup problem, and we hope that we can match up. You know, it's a real bummer for kids in dual meet competition to go out and get their hand raised and not get to wrestle. So, you know, we hope that we can match up and get some matches in that double duel. We travel Friday to Hoisington. It's a round robin tournament, and we get to bring our whole team. It's a varsity JV thing, and they throw everybody into pools in a round robin situation, and you wrestle out of them. So it's a great tournament for our team, and we've traditionally done very well at it, and we're looking forward to it. And the great thing is, like I said, we get matches. Most of our kids are going to get four or five matches, and that's what we want at this point. At any point in the season, we want to have competition time. So looking forward to that. And then, as you said, we'll have next Saturday off, and our kids, you know, we've gone the last three Saturdays in a row, and it's nice to get a Saturday off, and we're very much looking forward to that.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Bullet Trojan wrestling team, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck in your activities here Thursday and Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94 and kdcountry94.com. Our Wrestling Locker Room Chat show, and I have Osborne's wrestling coach Jason Knoll with us. And you competed in the Thayer Central Invitational over last weekend, and got to be pretty happy with how Grant Middleton at 220 did.
Yeah, he wrestled really good this weekend. He had a couple tough kids, but he wrestled them really well. But other than that, yeah, he's starting to become a threat there at that weight class. He's able to move around a little more and control some people on top and get them takedowns that we need instead of getting laid on by kids 50 pounds heavier than he is. But yeah, he's coming a long way. Hopefully he can continue this trend on the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
And he placed third there and then scored 13 points for your team. You had Sam, who's kind of had some up and downs, started off really well. Maybe a little disappointing with this one at 182, considering the start he had. But do you kind of expect that with just not quite the experience yet this year?
Yeah, he had a tough tournament this weekend. I think there's 14 kids in his weight class. That Thayer Central kid was really, really good. You could tell he only had four losses on the year. So, but yeah, he's struggling here lately. He's got a few moves that he knows really good, but we need to get him some more. And that comes from playing basketball the last 2 years, you know. So he's fallen. Then 2 years would have been really nice to have him, but he wanted to play basketball, and I'm okay with that. But I'm glad he's finally coming over and started wrestling for us. But I think he's going to improve the next year and be a real threat the next couple of years here, towards the end of the year this year and then next year too. So we'll get him working with Chris Lodemore and Caden too. So hopefully we can get them three rolling here in the next couple of weeks.
And Chris and Caden had some pretty solid appearances as well. Caden got a fourth, and Chris got a third in their weight classes.
Yeah, Caden wrestled all right. He lost twice there, one in overtime, He tried to shoot in on the kid, and kid sprawled and spun behind him. But that's how these things go when you get down there in the third period and take a shot that we shouldn't have taken, and instead just try to go into another overtime. But yeah, he's coming along good. Chris, he got beat by the number one kid in Nebraska, but he wrestled. I mean, he's even compared to last week, he's wrestling so much better. He's listening to us more, you know, and moving around on bottom finally. And we wrestled the fourth ranked kid in the state there in the finals and sent him in the first period. So he's gonna come along here in the next 2 weeks. I'm glad he's peaking now, and hopefully we can keep carrying that on through regions.
Take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Osborne's head wrestling coach Jason Knoll on our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Back here on KD Country 94 in our Wrestling Locker Room Chats, Osborne's head coach, Jason Knoll. The girls got some action, too. They got to wrestle some matches up there as well. Annie and Cheyenne, how did they do? Get some experience under their belt there?
Yes. Annie went, she only had the one other girl in her weight class, and she beat her for three periods. But then that last 10 seconds of a match, she's up on her feet, and we get caught in a throw. And the first match, she pinned her. The second time was in overtime. And she got a stall call there at the last of the third period with 10 seconds left. And had to restart, and she let her, or she, the girl got out. And so that sent us into overtime. And then in overtime, she took a bad shot, and that girl just threw her, and she won. But, she's getting better week to week. She's getting more aggressive on her feet. She's able to move around on bottom quite a bit. But I think we're going to get there sooner than later, hopefully. I know I keep saying this, but she's just so coachable, and she learns so fast. And I can't wait for the future of her. And then Cheyenne, she got her a win, got third. She's got some things to learn on bottom, but other than that, she's really good on her feet most of the time. And we got to work on different pin moves with them. But other than that, these girls got a bright future in front of them, I think, in the next 2 or 3 years that they're going to be at the top of their weight, hopefully. So hopefully we can get a few more girls in there to help practice with them, and I'm excited to see where they go. They also placed third as a team, so the girls placed third as a team, so with just the two of them. So it was pretty exciting to see how they reacted to that. It was a fun weekend for us.
All right, where to next for the team?
We had Red Cloud, Nebraska this weekend, boys and girls, and usually we get three or four matches, and hopefully we can get that many. It's just like this week, you can run into some really good kids, or we can win the tournament. So it's just how they're going to come out this weekend and wrestle. So I'm excited to see what they do this weekend and then get ready for the rough tournament in Salzburg in 2 weeks.
All right. We'll talk to you next week and check in on your progress.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
You're listening to KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. I have the Wrestling Locker Room Chats with us, and Smith Center's head coach Brock Hutchison is with us. Coach Hutchison, Beloit tournament over the weekend, and boy, that's a tough one there for you. A lot of good competition, but I think you guys performed well, and we'll start at the top weights there. Carson Montgomery, heavyweight, placed fifth for you.
Yeah, Carson just continues to get better and better every time he steps on the mat. I know he's just a freshman, but he scored some points for us. He was in every match that he wrestled. You know, he lost to the Hogan kid from Plainville 6-4, and that match could have gone either way. So he could have been in the championship, consolation championships. And then he did get pinned by Luke Young. But, you know, anytime those big heavies get on their back, there could be trouble there. So I thought Carson wrestled really well.
Eli at 215 got a third place, and that's a pretty tough weight class there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really tough. He got beat by the Chinook kid, who's a darn good kid. But you know, we just made a mistake and ended up on our back. And again, it's, you know, any time you're looking at, I don't know, maybe 190 up. Those guys get on their back, and it's just really hard. It wouldn't have mattered if we had put him on his back. It's hard to get off your back.
Right.
So, you know, it was 1-1 going in late. I think he got pinned with like 5:20 left, or a total of 5:20. So 40 seconds left in the match. It was 1-1. I think we kind of freaked out a little bit and ended up doing something we shouldn't have done, and we ended up on our back. And of course, he's a good wrestler. You don't take anything away from him, the Dean kid from Chanute. So, good kid.
Yeah, at 190, Luke Franklin placed second. And, again, 190, not easy either, is it?
No, not easy there as well. Luke beat some really good kids. I mean, he was the seventh seed going in, so he beat the number two seed kid from Chanute. I think it was 12-9 or 13-9, something like that. And he beat him, kind of really controlled the match, and then ran out of gas towards the end. And the small kids started coming back from Chanute. And then we wrestled Beaver's kid from Republic County, 7-5, and that was a really interesting match. It was fun to watch. It was fun to be a part of. And then Kyle Warner from Plainville beat him in the finals. Kind of took it to him a little bit. But I think Luke's finally getting some confidence back and starting to understand, hey, you know, I can wrestle with some of these good kids. So happy about that.
Okay. We'll be back and talk a little bit more about the Beloit Invitational when we come back. You're listening to a Wrestling Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Back here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show. Smith Center's head coach, Brock Hutchinson, with us. And we moved down to another placer, 144. You know a little something about this kid right here, Alex Wilkinson. He placed third at 144. How did he do?
Yeah, Alex continues to get better. He carries like a 23-7 record right now, and he got beat by a Hotsey kid, Duncan Bell. He's a sophomore, but we got Kyle on our back, and anytime you get Kyle on your back, again, I'll say it over and over again, it's tough to get off against good wrestlers, and he just couldn't get off. It was a decent match going in until that time, but it is what it is. And then he came back, wrestled really well in the Constellation Semis against Alex Knight from Republic County. And then had the Trimble kid from Marysville in the Constellation Finals match for third and fourth, and ended up being him 5-0. So Alex is getting better. He's got to stay off his back. He's got 7 losses, and I think 4 or 5 of those are by pins. So he's just got to learn to stay off his back.
And he did have one first place finisher, Bentley Montgomery, at 150, kind of really hitting his stride this time of year, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I don't think, if you were to ask him, I don't think he's real happy with his semifinals match. Obviously, he beat the kid 2-1 as a Taplin kid from Abilene. But the Taplin kid kind of just, he came at us. He was like a spider monkey out there. And he just came at us, and I think it made Bentley a little nervous and took Bentley completely out of his game. But ended up coming back and beating a nephew of mine from Minneapolis, Braylon Smith, 12-1. And, those are tough matches. That's a tough match for me to watch. Of course, you got blood out there wrestling on the mat. So,
right.
And then you got a kid that would do anything for you. That's kind of tough to coach in. That's kind of why I stood on the other side of the mat. So, Braylon's a darn good wrestler from Minneapolis. Bentley's a darn good wrestler, and you hate to see a kid lose there, but somebody's got to.
Yeah. So, those were the wrestlers that placed for you. Your youngsters, they're getting some more experience, and the competition at this tournament can only make them a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I'm happy with those young guys. Nate Fye only got beat 6-0 in his opening round, and usually he rolls over and gets pinned. So I was really happy about that. Jacoby actually was up 6-0 in his backside round against the Plainville kid, and then ended up turning over on his back and getting pinned. So Will Tucker, he's just, he only has 10 matches this year. So he's going to continue to get better. He'll be all right by the end of the year. And then Eric's the kid, Carr kid, about the same. They didn't score any points for us, but to get on the mat, they compete. And then the Hutchinson kid, he scored some points. He went 2-2. He wrestled really well, and he was a little disappointed in his opening first round match. We'd beaten this guy, a Royal kid. Before, it was a close match. He got beaten, sudden victory. He got taken down towards the end of the overtime period, but he's coming around too, so. We got a good core of kids, and we're going to hopefully we can step on the mat, regional time, championship series time, and compete.
All right. Where do you go this weekend?
Well, we have a duel against Norton on Thursday, which will be interesting. It is at home, so planning on lots of people being there for that dual meet, and Norton's really good again, obviously. And then we go to the MCL tournament Friday, and that is hosted by Norton.
Okay.
So, All right. Thursday, Friday, back-to-back events.
Yeah, we'll check in next week and see how you guys did in those, all right?
All right, thank you, Jason. We really appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.